This is part two of a conversation about credit. We're talking with Greg Pittman, VP and General Manager of Retail Sales at GE Money. When consumers, and you mentioned that so many consumers are now shopping for floor coverings and just about everything else on the internet, when they're doing that and doing their research, and maybe they're going to decide where they're going to make the purchase that they've already decided on, are credit offerings an important part of that decision? I mean, do they play a role in where they're going to go?
Yeah, you know, I think they do. But one of the things I always try to remind myself of as a person in the financial services business is that when people go to a store or they go on the internet, they're really, first and foremost, they're looking for great flooring.
Uh-huh.
And so, and we always try to, when we have conversation with the retailer, we stress the importance of having a great product. Because beyond the great product, if we see the financing option as really a tool to help facilitate that purchase. And that's why it's something that's really a key part of the equation, but it's really second to the product itself.
Uh-huh. But it is, if they find the same product at two different retail operations that are reasonably convenient, they're more than likely going to go, would you say, the one that has the most attractive credit offerings?
I think so, and we've seen that retailers, by effectively marketing and using credit in their marketing campaigns, they've been able to increase store traffic, and also we see that people are about three times more likely to come back. So
I certainly
would say that credit is a factor in bringing people to the store.
On a consumer's list of features that they like to see or factors that are important in a particular sale, where does credit usually fall? Do you have any idea where that is?
I think it's pretty high on the list, and it's and partly because, as I said, when people are making these, particularly these bigger ticket purchases like flooring, one of the first things they're doing is they're trying to fulfill a dream. And a key part of that fulfillment is, how am I going to pay for it? So credit tends to be pretty high on the list of things that, if not immediately, it's pretty quickly after people kind of settle in on what they like to have.
Yeah,
credit
imagine.
Tends to be a key thing in terms of their figuring out how to finance and how to pay for it.
Now, how do consumers most often learn about credit that a retailer is offering? I mean, I can't think of seeing a lot of ads where that's mentioned. I'm wondering, do consumers ask about it? Do retailers usually advertise the credit that's available?
Well, I think it's a combination of all of those things. You take a mature industry like a flooring or furniture kind of industry segment, but consumers generally expect that there's going to be credit options available. But beyond that, you know, marketing is very important, having good signage out, advertising. There's kind of a phenomenon that we see that happens with the whole credit discussion, because when you talk about credit financing, you're still talking about money, and those conversations can still be, we find, very awkward. And sometimes consumers are interested, but they may not ask because they don't want to appear like they don't have the ability to pay.
Yeah.
The retailer may feel awkward bringing it up because they don't want to insult the consumer. And, you know, that's where when we work with our retailers, we really try to train them on how to present credit up front as just kind of part of the overall marketing of the product and the sales process, and how to effectively, you know, sell and create interest using credit as a tool.
Yeah, I imagine. Take the pressure off right at the front end.
Absolutely.
What are the most common mistakes? Is that the most common mistake that the retailers most often make as it relates to credit?
Oh, no question about it. The biggest mistake, and I've seen it, I'll tell you, since I've been in this role, and it's one that's gone on for years, the biggest mistake is that people don't offer credit to all customers. They make assumptions sometimes, you know, based on whether they think the person needs credit or not, or they're just impressions of the person's ability to pay. And presenting the program to everybody lets them know that the consumer know that there's a program out there. And it really just kind of takes away that stigma, because sometimes you're missing great opportunities, because some people who have the ability to pay would use credit because they understand the value that credit brings to the equation.
Yeah, that's interesting. So they would selectively offer it depending on what kind of car the consumer got out of, or who knows what, the way they're
driving. Yeah, who knows what.
Very interesting, very interesting. What are some of the other mistakes that retailers most often make?
I think one of the other kind of bigger mistakes that I've seen retailers make is, and you kind of see this changing these days, but I've seen retailers, a lot of retailers kind of get away from the core thing that they're good at, which is selling their products and services that they're in business to sell. And we've seen retailers sometimes decide that, you know, trying to do an in-house kind of credit program as an extension of the fact that they have customers as something that they think makes sense. And what we find is that for some retailers, if you don't really have a best-in-class underwriting process, risk management process, customer service, it's a big mistake to try to do credit in-house yourself. You're better off bringing in an expert who can bring those things to the table, because you know consumers really equate your credit program. It's an extension of your business, and so if you try to take it on and you don't do it well, it really reflects poorly on your business.
And the bottom line, I suspect.
And the bottom line as well.
I can't imagine that a floor covering retailer anyway would even attempt to do that. Are there ones out there that offer a credit program that's in house?
Yeah, there's probably still a few out there, and I think. For the most part, though, the trend that we've seen, not only just in the flooring business, but in the furniture and some of the other retail businesses, more and more we see retailers starting to go back to their core mission of selling the products and services, and they're leaving the credit up to people who are the experts.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be awfully risky, it would seem to me, just offering an in-house credit program.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you, and particularly with the economy today, making some poor credit decisions about who you give credit to and how much credit you give could be a very costly mistake.
I can see that. Now, the idea of offering credit, obviously, is to maximize sales. You mentioned it even increases the traffic in the store, and to maximize the bottom line. Are there frequent fiscal mistakes that retailers make as it relates to credit?
No, as I said, probably the biggest fiscal mistake I've seen is when you try to do credit in-house and you don't have the appropriate risk and underwriting. Uh-huh. Losses can be very substantial in this business, and they can come on you very quickly if the economy changes. So if you don't have effective underwriting and risk management tools in place, it can be a real disaster for your business.
I can see that. Now, you had mentioned some of the various credit options that you offer there at GE Money. Talk about some of those and how can they best be used.
Well, we offer a variety of credit tools and things that we provide for the retailers. And really kind of GE Money, our focus is on giving the retailer a unique financing experience, something that's really simple and easy, but also one that exceeds their expectation and also exceeds the expectation of the consumer. And, you know, for the people we do business with, our retailers, you know, that experience involves everything from starts with when we want to sign you up for their program. We've put processes in place where we have the ability to enroll new flooring dealers in a matter of minutes and have them up and running so that they can actually process a credit transaction the same day or next day if they choose to do so. In addition, we give our retailers the ability to get their money back. We fund their transactions within 48 hours, and we also provide them with personalized phone training, flexible options to how to connect with GE, be it they may want to do that with a terminal, they may want to connect with us over the Internet, but just flexible options on how to run their credit transactions. And then we also give them a marketing toolkit that they can go online and use to get information on the credit program, as well as craft their own promotional messages and advertising campaigns and order materials. So there's a bunch of things in our toolkit that we try to supply to the dealers in the flooring industry. And in addition, for the consumer, because we always try to think about the experience in both the retailer and the consumer, in the consumer's mind. For the consumer, you know, that experience means having best-in-class customer service, where if you have a credit issue, you're going to have someone to answer the phone to be able to resolve your issue within a matter of seconds. High approval rates. We typically approve more than double what you would get approved on a general-purpose bank card. And that approval comes within seconds at the point of sales. And then we also have a proprietary underwriting system where we automatically, without going on about a lot of back and forth, we automatically try to meet the sale that the purchaser is trying, that the consumer is trying to make. We have logic built in our system that will automatically make sure that the person, well, we do our best to try to make sure that the person gets the credit line that they're asking for in order to facilitate that sale. Doesn't do you a lot of good if you're trying to make a $15,000 purchase and you apply for credit and you only get $6,000.
Right.
So it's a lot of those features and benefits and tools that we try to put out there and offer, and that's kind of part of the overall experience that we're trying to provide to both the retailer and the consumer.
I see. So there's a lot of tools, and they just, the retailer or the salesperson picks the best tool for the appropriate consumer and the purchase they want to make.
Absolutely.
This will conclude part two of a three-part conversation with Greg Pittman, VP and General Manager of Retail Sales at GE Money. We'll air the third and final part of this conversation on Monday. This is Floor Radio.